Love.
Another woman sneaking in my back door. When I'm all worn out, he still keep going strong.
He's like a energized bunny.
He keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on.
Energized
bunny. Been ready to go again. You would think 24 hours was satisfying in May, but 24 more is more than I can stand. If I don't give in, you'll say I'm doing it wrong.
He's like a
when a man goes to work, and as soon as he comes through the door, he's taking off his pants and his shirt. My poor little kitty is on her last leg, and if he don't lighten up, y'all, pretty soon she'll be dead. Sometime I wish that he will just leave it alone.
He's like the
good morning, Morris. I'm Tahaka Amana LB, and welcome to Morris Talk Live 100. Today's topic is perfect health, and we're going to, normally we do this forward, going backwards, but we are going to deal with backwards, moving toward forward today. The first thing we want to discuss is the body. The body is made of cells. Inside and out, and in order to feed these cells, everything that you put in your mouth is going to have to be turned into a liquid. Scientists have already decided that what you put in your mouth had to be chewed approximately 108 times, and that's each spoonful too liquefied. And this is something that McDonald's and hamburger chains and what have you don't want you to know. Because if you chew this meat, you will eventually, when it begins to liquefy, if you chew it long enough, you will taste the chemicals in it. In order to feed the cells of the body, what we're going to deal with is what's aboriginal and indigenous to the body, and that is fruits and vegetation. Now, well, keep in mind that all fruit that grows on top of the ground is higher in sugar content. Lower in sugar content, and that what grows underneath the ground is higher in sugar content. I would like to, at this point, ask you if you would, those of you who have Viagra and all of this kind of stuff, if you would go ahead and get your brown paper sack, put it in there, and I'll set it on the living room table, and we'll tell you what to do with it in a minute, because we don't need all that. Now, let's deal with the fruits and vegetable combination. And I said we're going to deal with this in reverse. We're going to go from the bedroom and then move forward. I like to recommend that you get you a juicer machine. And the one that I recommend is the Jack LaLanne juicer. We don't want to do what he does in his infomercial, but we want to get the machine. And the reason why is because that particular machine is affordable. The motor on it has a lifetime warranty. And it extracts the juice from the fruits and vegetables that we're going to use very, very good, extremely good. I've had one in my possession for years and years and years, and it has served me well. So I want to get that. Now, when it comes to, we're going to start in the bedroom. When it comes to the libido, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Everything around your house needs to be standing up. If you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond, you should still be standing up. You should still be able to get an erection. We want to get ginger root. We want to get cranberries. We want to get the apple, and we want to get raw spinach. Now, when it comes to the ginger root, we only want to use a chunk no bigger than the first joint in our index finger, because if you put too much of that in that machine and you drink that down, it's going to cut your breath off. But we want to get a small amount of that. We want to take the apple and remove the seeds from the apple, because the seeds inside an apple is toxic. We want to put that in there. And we want to add the cranberries, because what we are doing is we are scrubbing the walls of the arteries that lead to the head of the phallus. And so we can make sure that the blood flow goes there, and then we can be labeled as upstanding gentlemen. Now, once we do that, then we're able to make sure that everything is functioning properly. Keep in mind that all plants on the planet has carbon. And we've already discussed in the earlier broadcast that the pineal gland is made from carbon. The gray matter is made from copper. The vibration between the two resonates and generates electricity, and the nervous system carries it out throughout the body, and you are electric. So what needs to go in the body, it should be electric. Now, I know some of us may we eat cooked food. Cooked food, processed food, is dead. Once you cook something and it reaches 118 degrees Fahrenheit, the nutrition in it is dead. Dead food, dead body. What we're going to do is we're going to slow down the aging process to a standstill, and we're going to send it in reverse. And we're going to do that by feeding the cells. Now, if it's anyone at this point who can afford to drink liquor, put something on the grill, smoke cigarettes, or whatever you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but if there's anyone who could afford to do that, it's someone who has built the foundation to the house first. If you get up in the morning and you put these combinations together, you have a tremendous amount of energy. Everything is standing up, and it ain't going down. It's going to be there, and it's all natural. We're going to deal with organic fruits and vegetation, and the best way to deal with that is we grow it in our own garden. We want to use seeds to grow our own fruit and vegetation. And we do not want to use seeds from a company called Monsanto's. We don't want to use that. Now, Perfect Health, I have it on a DVD disc. And you can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. We can discuss that. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. Now, what most men don't understand is when they get in their 30s and 40s and stuff and they're not getting an erection, they think it's normal. Well, it is not normal. You have to understand what I first said. We want to feed the cells. Once we feed the cells, because there is a corresponding plant that goes along with every part of the body, and we want to do the research and find out, get a complete listing of fruits and vegetables and what they do and what part of the body they're designed to work on. I would like to ask if you would contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. I can send you a free list of your fruits and vegetables that you're going to be needing. Now, let's give a complete breakdown now that we have dealt with the bedroom. And we're going to leave there, and we're going to move forward and give a complete breakdown on your fruits and vegetables. We're going to start with the apple. The seeds inside an apple is toxic. We want to remove those before juicing. The vitamins and nutrition in an apple is in the outer skin. The next fruit I want to talk about is, let's deal with the grapefruit. We want to peel off the yellow only. We want to keep the white bitter stuff, and we want to put that white bitter part along with the meat of the grapefruit in the juicer, because the yellow part is what they use to make munitions and explosives with. We don't want that. What we want to deal with is the what's going to benefit us. Now, the orange. We want to remove the peeling from the orange, because that also has an explosive technique. You can strike a match, put it to an orange, and squeeze the skin of an orange, and it'll give you a violent reaction. We'll remove that. And remember that anything that is hybridized, we want to eliminate its use. The carrot is a combination between the Queen Anne lace and the wild yam. That's what produces the carrot, and it grows under the ground. And remember, that's high concentrations of sugar. And what the carrot is made out of is sugar and starch. We don't want that. When we go inside a grocery store, anything that is in there in the fruit and vegetation department that is made from seeds and that doesn't have seeds in it, we want to leave it there. Seedless grapes, seedless watermelons, seedless this and seedless that. We don't need that. If it doesn't have a seed in it, we don't want it. And keep in mind, we only want to deal with what's organic, because we are feeding the cells. Now, once again, anything that you put in your mouth has to be chewed until it turns into a liquid, and that's the only way you're going to feed the cells. I'm going to get off of this for a moment and jump on something else right quick, and then we'll come back. We're going to deal with the largest organ on the body. That is the skin. Now, what we want to do is we want to use water, but we don't want any kind of water. We want purified water. I would like to recommend a machine called Fresh Water from a company called EcoQuest International. Now, I don't have any stock in these companies, but I do have these machines, and they work perfectly for me, and they've been doing it for years and years and years. When you go to the store and you buy bottled water and you get your machine and you hook that machine up, they got the whole house units, they got tabletop units. You don't run any hot water through them, but you take your bottled water that you buy from the store, pour that out. That's no good. And you put your own water into your bottles, and you're going to drink that on a regular basis, because we are working on the skin. We are going to start a sheet of paper and plan your meals, plan your juicing schedule. Put down what you're going to juice on a regular basis for an entire month. We have to get into meal planning, and these meals that we're dealing with, is these are going to be liquid meals, and they are going to feed the cells, and we'll have optimum health. We'll have energy. We'll be able to go the distance. When it comes to the bedroom and your wife, if you have a wife or if you have girlfriends, and some of us brothers, we have more than one, you know, and that's just high that is. And but we want to make sure that everybody has a smile on their face. So when we deal with what is natural to the body and what we put, the right thing that we put inside the body, we want to make sure that we are called upstanding gentlemen. There ain't nothing limp about us. Okay, so let's move forward. Let's go on to joints, pain, arthritis, and all this kind of stuff. The pineapple, when we remove the green cap from the pineapple is the only planet, only plant on Earth that carries bromelain. And the bromelain is inside the skin, the outer husk of the pineapple. So what we want to do is rinse that off very, very good, and we want to take that pineapple, and we want to put the outer skin and the meat inside the machine, and we want to drink that down. That'll take care of your arthritis, bursitis, and any other items that you might have. We also have to understand that whatever illness that you may have, it doesn't matter if it's cancer, if it's prostate cancer, if it's a tumor, a breast cancer, it doesn't matter what it is. We address these situations personally by understanding that whatever illness that you have, there is a corresponding plant on earth that will actually cure that illness. Once again, I would like for you to contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com, and I have this on a DVD disc, and we can deal with that. Now, let's go on to the next thing. When you go into a grocery store and you see cucumbers, and they're nice and shiny and beautiful, keep in mind that they are shiny because the outer covering of that cucumber has what's called wax on it, this paraffin. And what we want to do is take a pot and put it on the stove and put some water in it and boil that water. Take that cucumber with a pair of tongs, stick it in there and for 2 or 3 seconds and remove it. And then we'll put it back in there because we're going to get rid of the paraffin wax that's on the outside of that cucumber. Then we're going to put that in the juice machine. When you're dealing with cabbage, keep in mind that the outer leaves is where the vitamins is inside on the cabbage. So when you go into a grocery store, you see the round ball, but the outer leaves have been removed because they don't look good. So what we need to do is get with the clerk in the back, and we're not growing our own, and we want to tell him before you put this stuff out here on the shelf, I need one with the outer leaves on it because that's what you're going to put inside that machine. And keep in mind that all fruit grow on top of the planet is low in concentration of sugar. The only sugar that you ever supposed to put in your mouth is fruit. There's no other sugar. Those of you who are diabetics, we want to get some apples, spinach, cucumbers. We can get some lettuce, and let's deal with the lettuce. And first of all, we work these combinations, okay? But when it comes to lettuce, and you go in the grocery store and you see lettuce, you want to remember if you see the iceberg lettuce, leave it there. That's no good. That's a hybridized plant. What we want is redhead lettuce or bib lettuce. That's real lettuce. If we're going to make a salad, those are the types of lettuces that we want to use. We don't want to use anything other than that, okay? Now, let's go on to the watermelon. Now, most of our lives we've been told that the watermelon, your mama and daddy says, that the boy don't eat the rind. Well, in the outer skin of the watermelon is where your vitamins are, and in the rind, that's where the vitamins are. But what we're going to do is feed the cells, so we're going to take the outer skin and the rind and the meat and put inside that juice machine, and we're going to drink that down because we want to extract the nutrition from that watermelon. Also, if we're dealing with melons, we only want to juice melons by themselves. We don't want to mix anything else with a watermelon or a cantaloupe or a honeydew melon. Melons alone, leave them alone, okay? When it comes to bananas and tomatoes and guava and these type of plants, what we want to do with them is we want to put them in a blender and turn them into a paste. Then we can take them and put them in a mouth in our mouth, and we want to make sure that whatever it is that we put in our mouth, we want to generate saliva, our own saliva, which carries the enzymes that's going to go along with whatever goes down into the digestive tract. Okay? We want to mix that up real, real good. Okay, now, let's go on to the next thing. All right. When it comes to dealing with cooked food, processed food, remember, everything has to be turned into a liquid. But if we get up in the morning and we deal with that juice machine first, then we can afford to deal with anything else. We can throw some stuff on the grill because, you know, we're not talking about making massive changes overnight. We have already did the experiments, and we have proved beyond any shadow of a doubt, I personally have proved beyond any shadow of a doubt, that it is possible for a man to live on one giant cup of raw fruit and vegetables alone for 2 years and did an outwork and outperform anything because you have fed the cells. The body is made of cells inside out. And when it comes to feeding your cells and doing what you are supposed to do, then you can be referred to as an energizer buddy. Now, let's move forward. Let's deal with the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry. Now, the medical profession, what I'm telling you, they know this stuff, but that's not conducive to them making money. So what they're going to do is they're going to prescribe something for you. If it don't grow on the planet, don't put it in your mouth. Okay, if it's not organic and you didn't grow it or you didn't get it from somebody that you know that you trust and it ain't natural, then we don't need it because all drugs have side effects, all of them. What we want to do is we want to have optimum health, and so what we're going to do is do what our ancestors did prior to anybody introducing us to any hospitals or Eckers or Walgreens or any drugstores, because it's all about the dollar bill, okay? But what we want to do is take full responsibility for ourselves, and we want to deal with the ancient rules and regulations governing our own bodies. And if you kill an animal out in the woods, when you cut that animal open, you'll notice that animal, he doesn't have any diseases. And that's because he's putting in the proper things inside the body. If you take horses travel in packs. But when one of those horses gets sick, what he'll do is separate himself from the pack, and he'll eat different types of grasses. And he'll cure himself, his own self. He don't have to go to the doctor. But we've been given some misconceptions about things. Now, let's move on to the next thing. We're going to deal with dairy products. When a woman feeds her baby breast milk from her breast and the child is weaned from the milk, that's it. That's out. All animals on earth nurse their young from the breast milk. But after that is over, that's the end. But what we've been led to believe is that after being weaned, milk does the body good. My question is, who body? Now, you certainly are not talking to me because once I get weaned from milk, there's no further need for the substance. The milk that comes from a cow is for the calf only. It doesn't have anything to do with you. And those of you who have allergies out there, what I need you to do is refrain from consuming any more dairy products. We don't want no cheese, no butter, no milk, no eggs. We don't need all that because that's not conducive to perfect health. And today's topic is about perfect health. So what I'm doing is I'm delivering to you today how to have optimum health and how to what to put in the body and what not. Let's deal with growing your own fruits and vegetables. I don't care if you ain't got nothing but a 4x4 piece of something. Get you some flower pots. Put you some seeds down in there. Grow something as an experiment, and then throw it in the juice machine and try it out. You growed it. You know you ain't putting no chemicals on it, and it belongs to you. It is your own invention. Go ahead and do that. That's a perfect project. Instead of going to the nightclub, instead of going out to the baseball park or the golf course or wherever it is you go, grow your own garden, and let's invest some time in that, and let's extract the fruits and vegetation from our garden, our fruit trees or what have you, and let's try to use that and teach that to our children so that they will have an alternative to going to stores and spending money and stuff for something somebody else did. Let's take full responsibility for what we do, and we'll do that by growing our own stuff. Remember, I told you we don't want any seeds from a company called Monsanto's. Monsanto's make seeds and stuff for growing, but they have chemicalized their stuff to the point that once you use their seeds, then you're going to have to come back and buy some more because next year nothing is going to grow. So we don't want anything from them. We want to get stuff from anybody but them. Once again, you can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. I have this stuff on DVD disc, and it's called Perfect Health, tahaka99@yahoo.com, and then we can get this here stuff to you. Now, let's deal with the pharmaceutical industry. And I need you to pay attention, those of you who watch regular television, when they come on there about drugs. Common sense should tell us that when they are advertising a drug and they tell you about all the drug can do, but then they turn around and tell you that this thing has side effects, and if you don't do this, this will happen, and you can't be this way because that will happen and all that. Well, what that means is don't deal with it, period. Because we already know that any and everything that we put in our mouth have to feed the cells. And if it's not natural, it don't belong in there. Now, for those of you who believe in the Bible, when it comes to meat, those are, you know, all of us, you know, and I'm not putting any Christians down. You know, you my brothers and sisters too. But when it comes to meat, it tells you in your Bible, in the book of Genesis, God brought all the animals to Adam to see what he'll call them. He didn't say nothing about lunch. Okay, so okay, I just want to throw that out there, and let's move on. Let's deal with once again the body. Now that we have fed the body and fed the cells of the body, for those of you who deal with working out and weightlifting and that kind of stuff, we want to juice 20 minutes prior to working out or 20 minutes after we work out. And we want to write down a schedule for what we are going to do, because if you don't, you will run the risk of overdoing something, because once you start juicing stuff, you got boundless energy. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says that's all. You can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. And good morning, Mose, and I will see you guys.
From the United States, please put your hands together and welcome the soul singer, Stan Mosley.
Exactly what to do. So I hung the phone and said,